Assalamu alaikum, darlings. I'm Halima, and welcome back to the Over Tea podcast. Today, I'm cozying up with an extra pumpkin spice blend that I made for myself. I used fresh pumpkin puree, cinnamon, clove, a pinch of nutmeg, and I used a monk fruit sweetener today. I know fall isn't quite here yet, but I am excited for all of the seasonal flavors and warm ciders that come with the fall. It's so comforting, and I am leaning fully into comfort right now. Today, we are reflecting on something a bit deeper, something that has been on my mind as I approach a new chapter in life. I'm referring to legacy, what it means to me, and what it might mean to you. So, as I near 40, I've been spending more time in reflection than ever before. I find myself looking back, almost like taking a bird's eye view over my life, seeing everything with clarity and really perspective. I've always been a person who loves and dares to dream big, to envision what I want for the future, but now I'm asking myself some bigger questions. What will my house on the hill look like? Who will it serve? What will it hold? How will I build this vision brick by brick to create something that lasts long after I'm gone? I feel like I'm standing at a Rubicon, this pivotal point where I can clearly see where I came from, who I am, and where I want to go. And there's something powerful about being able to pause and take stock of your life. We spend so much time grinding and pushing and moving and going forward that we really rarely get a chance to take a step back and see the bigger picture. But now, I'm here, taking it all in. And with that clarity comes the question, what do I want my legacy to be? And it's not just about what I've done or accomplished so far, but more about what I'm building now. What paths am I paving for others to work on? What kind of impact am I leaving in the world? And these aren't questions that have quick answers, but they're necessary. And for me, they're tied to helping others. They're tied to creating something that I can serve or that can serve people for long after I'm gone, like even 100 years from now. I've been thinking a lot about my health and nutrition. That's been big on my radar this season, especially as my body ages. I'm at a place where I want to support my body and its changes and not fight them. Being more intentional about the foods I eat, the supplements I take, and making sure I'm getting the right balance of vitamins and minerals to the best of my ability. A lot of us take multivitamins or vitamin supplements, and some of those vitamin supplements, even if they say they're one a day, it's really not what you actually need, even with the food sources. Things like calcium, amino acids, iron have taken center stage for me. And of course, the herbs and the teas. I've been gravitating toward specific ones to nourish my body in this new season. It's been a beautiful journey of self-discovery, and I'm here for all of it. I'm really embracing this time, and honestly, it feels very long overdue. I feel like I'm in the season of me time. I've spent years focusing on others, on my work, on my community, which I still am, on building, but now it's my time to be about me. And I deserve it. I deserve the season of nurturing myself and making intentional decisions that feel aligned with who I am and where I'm going. I'm embracing it so vehemently because I know that it will pass. Another thing that's been on my mind lately, segueing into knowing that it will pass, is motherhood. I am nearing 40, and while I don't have children yet, the thought of becoming a mother is something that excites me. Preparing my mind and my body for that journey has been a part of my recent focus as well. It's something I've researched deeply, learning about what it might look like, how to care for my body as it prepares for the potential future, imagining what motherhood will mean for me. Even if my journey starts a little later than most of the other women I know, who will likely be thinking about empty nesting, and I will be like in the beginning and deep into the thick of this journey, inshallah. And that's okay. It's more than okay, actually. I'm excited about what's to come. But even as I think about motherhood, I also think about legacy. What do I want to leave behind for my future children? How do I want to shape their lives? And what lessons do I want to pass down? It's all connected. Our legacy isn't just about the things we create or the impact we leave. It's also about the love, the value, and the guidance that we give to the next generation and what we put on display now. But I want to turn this question back to you, my listeners. What does legacy mean to you? Have you thought about it? Is it something that holds meaning for you, or is it just a buzzword that doesn't resonate? If it does mean something to you, what do you want your legacy to be? What good do you want to leave behind in the world? And are you investing your time and energy in that? Are you allocating your resources in a way that supports what you want to create? I believe sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day grind and we forget about the long term. We focus so much on achieving goals in the present that we lose sight of the potential of a bigger picture. But when we step back and think about it, legacy, it kind of shifts our perspectives. It makes us consider not just what we're doing right now, but what we're building for the future. So I ask you or invite you to take some time to reflect. What paths are you creating for others? What impact are you leaving behind? And is this impact, is it aligned with the person that you want to be? For me, I have been envisioning my metaphorical house on the hill. Again, what will it house? Who will it serve? And how will I build it? There are big questions, and they require thoughtful answers. I do know that I see my house as a place that will serve others, a place where healing, health, and wellness will grow and can happen long after I'm gone. Building that house takes time. It requires me to be intentional about the steps that I'm taking today, the systems I'm creating, and the people I'm helping along the way. I want you to think about your own house on the hill. What does it look like? How are you paving the way to get there? Who will it serve? What are you doing today to lay the foundation for that future? We often think about goals when it comes to legacy, when it's more about clarity. What are your priorities? What do you truly value? Once you have clarity, everything else seems to fall into place. Your vision can be clear. It can be as detailed or as bleak as you want it to be. I say the more detailed, the better the chances that you are being intentional about focusing on getting to those things. You can make decisions that align with your values and invest your time and energy into the things that matter most, and that affects everything else. And when you're clear on your legacy, or you're clear on your vision rather, you can stop giving attention to things that don't resonate or align with those things, because you're focused on building your path and not anything else. I invite you to ask yourself, what do I want my legacy to be? Once you have that answer, start taking small steps to bring it to life. It doesn't have to happen all at once, and it likely will not happen all at once, and nor will it happen the way that you plan it. In fact, we plan, and Allah plans. And it shouldn't happen the way that you want it to, because maybe your way isn't the best way. Put your faith in Allah. Be intentional about the things that you want to do. And you will build things over time, and you will reach people over time with each decision you make and each good deed that you bring forth. All of it impacts what you leave behind. So as we wrap up this episode, I want us all to take some time to reflect on what we're building. Be intentional about where you're going and how you're getting there. Remember, you are the captain of your own ship, and you have the power to chart your own course. Don't be afraid to take the wheel and steer towards the life that feels right for you. I appreciate you so much for sharing time with me today, darlings. As always, if you're loving the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and to share and to leave a review. I love hearing from you, and I want to connect with you guys. Like, I want to know what it is that you want to speak about. I am very happy about the feedback that I've gotten thus far and all of the wonderful messages that I get from you guys. It's amazing. It really warms my heart. If you want to know more about today's tea blend, or you just want to chat, you can find me on Instagram at OverTea Podcast and through the website, OverTeaPodcast.com. Until next time, assalamu alaikum and take care.